have a tremendous amount of peer pressure in any high school. You've got kids in there, in those schools, that pretty much do what they want. And they dress the way they want. They dress inappropriately. They speak inappropriately. They use four-letter words to their fellow students and to the teachers. There aren't any apparatus to deal with those children. So those children basically do what they want. From the moment they get into the school to the moment they get out, they do exactly what they want. If they don't want to pay attention, they put their head down on the desk. If they want to curse the teacher out, they curse the teacher out. They might get a little sanction, but not much. Once you foster that kind of atmosphere, where the students basically are setting the tone in the school, as you put it, you lose.
Well,
and that's,
you know what?
What is happening.
You know, again, the school has a certain responsibility to the students, but so do those kids' parents.
Well, the parent, you
and
can't count on that.
It does begin at home. They don't just wake up with these attitudes and wake up, you know.
But Ms. Kanick, you can't.
They're going to curse their teacher.
Sorry, Ms. Kanick, you can't go into the house.
Home, and if you have parents who take care of their children, teach their children the difference between right and wrong, stay with their children from preschool all the way up through graduation, a lot of times you won't have those problems. I could have been just like any one of those students that you're talking about right
now. Ms. Kanick, you've entered the world of Oz.
I did my homework and that I knew the difference between right and wrong.
Yeah, Ms. Kanick, you had two good parents, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Two good parents.
Well, let me shock you. Yes, it does. It matters plenty. Yes, it does.
It doesn't matter.
You can't go into a house.
All right,
cut off her mic. You can't go into the house, Ms. Kanick. You cannot go into the house and demand the parents be good. You can't. All right? You can't, and no one in Los Angeles can go into the house and demand the parents be good. So you have to assume that 30 or 40% of parents in Los Angeles are going to be bad. Bad parents.